Yesterday, we were talking about dumb things you did as a kid, and everyone on got in the running for Howie Mandel tickets. We'll do a quick round of this because this guy couldn't get in yesterday. He was on hold forever. Oh. Jeff in Bristol.
How you doing?
Hello,
good.
Jeff.
Thank you for calling.
What did you do?
Thank you for holding yesterday.
No problem. So my story is I was about 9 years old, had a friend of mine who was eight. It was a rainy day, and we had this, like, we made a fort underneath our dinghy, which is like a rowboat.
Yeah.
We had it on saw horses, and we had, like, wood all around the front of it, and it was up against some, like, spruce trees. So we went in there on this rainy day.
Is there a tarp over it?
We're going to... What's that?
Tarp over it? So you got sides?
No, it had sides with wood that we put around. So
yeah,
it made
the dinghy was a roof
in there for us.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Right.
Dinghy's the roof, then you put some sides around it. Okay.
Right. Dinghy over the heads, yes.
Yeah.
And it's raining, so this is where we're going to go for to spend some time. So we went in there. It was a little cold, so we're going to start a fire. So what we did was we took a candle, and we put it down on the ground, and we piled wood up around it.
You know, it's so funny when you're doing all this, you feel like an adult.
You think so,
like,
yeah.
We're doing adult stuff. We
look
have our own house here.
Right, exactly. We have fire.
And it's cold, so we're going to handle this problem.
We know how to take care of things.
Yeah. Yes.
That's right. We're going to heat ourselves up.
Right. You were.
Literally.
Yep.
So it's not lighting. I mean, but the candle's lit. So I suggest to my friend, go into my garage.
Oh, no.
And get some gasoline.
There you go.
So he goes in there, and I didn't expect how much he would get, you know, so maybe just a little bit.
What in your past experience of life, your prior 9 years, did you think, oh, gas will make this go right up?
And an eight-year-old knows exactly how much to get, yes.
Hold on.
Hang on, click, click. Knows exactly how much to get.
Yeah. No, but what...
You know, I'm figuring just a little bit in there. Well, we know that it'll definitely light the fire.
No, but how at nine did you know that gas was flammable?
I don't know, probably from other experiences.
Okay.
Watching Dad the barbecue, yes.
Yeah.
So anyways, he comes back with a Cool Whip container filled with gas.
Mm. Cool Whip. Cool
that
whip.
Should do
well,
it.
That's
yes.
About, it's about a quart.
Yeah.
So we're both inside there. We've got the thing closed up. And I proceed to pour.
Oh, this is even worse.
Gas.
That's closed up. That's right.
This
okay,
like,
great.
It's almost like a Bugs Bunny episode. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
So I
smoked
pour the gas
kids.
Right on the lit candle.
Burnt dinghies.
It's like a barbecue. Hey,
yes.
Does anyone smell kids cooking?
Right.
That's
yeah,
pretty
right.
Good.
People have their hair all messed up. Their faces are all messed up.
Yeah.
Wide eyes like,
you made a little smoker for yourself.
Literally, it went into slow motion for a second. I could see the flame going up to the Cool Whip container.
So you lit the Cool Whip container. You didn't pour it on the candle. You lit the Cool Whip container.
No, we poured it on the candle. I poured it
on the candle. Oh my God!
On the candle,
all
which
right.
Is lit.
Oh my God!
Okay.
So are you still here?
The flame.
Yeah.
How are you still here?
Kaboom!
So you know where's the angels come from? Yeah. All right. So you poured the candle.
Yeah.
So the flame goes up. I could see it starting to explode, like I said, in slow motion. It was going horizontally. Like, it wasn't just blowing up everywhere. It was like a horizontal line of flames. The next thing I know, I'm in the backyard, like 15 feet away from our little fort.
Oh, wow. It blew you out of your dinghy.
It
wow.
Blew me right out of there.
Wow.
And now I'm looking at my friend who's still in there. I mean, it is all flames. It's almost surreal.
Yeah, but he was nice and warm, wasn't he?
He had a good life.
Exactly.
Too warm, yes.
Had a good run.
So, you know, I get up, I'm starting to run over there, and he makes it out. But he's on fire now. He's out of the fire, away from it, but still burning. His legs are burning, his shirt's on fire.
Well, thank God it's raining.
Yeah, exactly. So I tackle him, I roll him around in the grass.
Yeah.
So now he's not on fire, okay?
Hold
but
it.
But we still
AJ,
have a
way to fire. Why would you make some kind of a sexual
it
reference?
It just sounded funny. It just sounded funny. I'm just going with the comedy here.
All right. Okay.
So he was hot, so he rolled him around.
He was hot, so they both rolled around in the ground.
Exactly right.
Oh, he was smoking.
He was on fire.
Yeah.
I had to tackle him. I don't
smoking
know.
Hot. I had to roll around on the ground.
This is all very Freudian. Under a dinghy, the whole 9 yards. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, you're brave.
You are.
Yeah.
You save your friend's life. Well, you almost killed him first, but yeah.
Yeah, is it bravery or is it like, I'm going to get my ass kicked by my dad if this kid...
I need an alibi.
So
yeah. I need an ally in here. I saved your life. You back up what I said.
Right.
So nine-year-olds, at nine, we want to cover up our tracks. We don't like getting caught for things because we already know what's going to happen.
So he's put out now.
Yeah.
Right.
And is his... The thing he's going, we'll get to that in a second. So your friend is now no longer on fire, but is he smoldering?
Yeah, his plate clothes all burned up now. What?
Right.
Yeah.
How much hair does he have left?
Yeah. Any eyebrows?
Does he have eyebrows?
I was going to get to that later.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Sorry.
We didn't even notice that until later.
Okay. Right. I'm going to sit back. Then.
Yeah. Tell a story. Tell a story.
So you remember back in the day, this happened around 1972. Back then, at 12 o'clock, we had volunteer fire department. They used to test the horn on the telephone pole. Do you remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
They still did
it. This still happened. It was 12 o'clock. This thing goes off.
Yeah.
Wait, midnight? Or
no.
Noon.
Noon.
The noon
whistle.
Okay.
So I look, and there's a huge black cloud above this thing, like floating up, like, I don't even know how high it was, but it was huge.
Like a mushroom cloud, yeah.
So now we got this fire going. So, you know, immediately I'm thinking we got to put this out. So I go get our hose from the front yard. Of course it won't reach.
Right. It's like you run like, like a short leash of a dog. Like,
this is right out of a movie.
This is a comedy, man. This is awesome.
It is a comedy. So the only thing I could think of is there's a wheelbarrow. So I get the wheelbarrow.
Put the hose in it.
Right. Fill up the wheelbarrow with a good amount. Roll over there and throw all the water from the wheelbarrow into that fire.
That's good. You're thinking,
man. Put it out completely, but it did a pretty good job to start. So after one more, it put out the fire. So now it's the aftermath.
You have some critical thinking
skills. I look at my friend.
Yeah. Except for the gas on the candle.
Yeah, except that first one.
Right. Just that first step.
Now he's looking at his friend. Okay.
Right. Now you're looking at your friend.
His head is actually smoking, like it's smoldering, just like you were saying.
It looks like you blew a match out
of here. It's so burnt.
I call him Ash.
We probably shouldn't laugh until we find out if he made it.
Yeah, he's okay, right? Yeah,
he did make it. Okay,
he's alive still, right? Okay, all right. In that case, make fun. Yeah.
Good.
So his head is burnt. When he feels his hair, he's like, "Oh my God, I gotta go home." He runs home. Okay, his mom and my mom are best friends at this point, right?
Oops.
At this point.
This is not good.
There's no choice.
This is not good.
So his older sister gives him a quick haircut.
That's easy. Just brush it.
Yeah, just touch it.
Right off.
It falls right off.
Done.
That's a good sister, though. Right. She's trying to help cover
half
up
it here. Fell off on the ride, on the run home. It's like, oh, there it goes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, anyways, he runs home. I realize I'm soaked in gas. I don't know why I didn't light on fire.
Yeah.
But probably because I was the center of the explosion and it blew me out.
Right, the concussion, yeah.
So, I go in the house. I got to change my clothes. I walk by my mom, who was sitting at the kitchen table with her friends. The first thing out of her mouth is, "Why do you smell so much like gasoline?"
Mom's noticing things.
I don't know what I told her, but it wasn't because I just blew Joe up.
If you told her, I don't know, but it wasn't because I just blew Joe up.
Right. Like, all this hell is breaking loose outside. There's an explosion. There's a fire. There's a kid's head on fire.
No one notices.
There's a wheelbarrow moving back and forth with water.
Twice.
Right. And it's not until you walk 2 feet near her smelling like gas, like, why do you smell like gas?
Now something's wrong, right?
There was an explosion.
Yeah, they don't hear the panic outside.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, a little day drinking,
you know,
or what?
At this stage of the game, I think I got away with it.
You thought, yes.
But my friend who had the burnt hair, his nose was also burnt.
Oh, no.
Like, he had, like, second-degree burns on his nose.
Oh,
man.
Been there.
He had a mess up. And then his mom, being my mom's best friend, it was game over. Not to mention the garbage cans that were right near there, they went from green to red. They were painted green, and somehow the fire, the heat, whatever, turned them, like, one half of the garbage can red. So either way, I was gonna be caught.
Man, you're totally screwed. Yeah.
And then there's the whole thing with the dinghy with the char marks. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot of evidence there.
Yeah.
All right, but everyone lived.
Yep, Joe's fine still.
What kind
of
punishment?
That wasn't a lasting scar on his nose or anything, so.
Yeah. Good.
Could you sit for like a week?
What kind of punishment?
Yeah. Yes. I didn't hear you what.
This is 72. Like, what kind of punishment did you get?
Yeah.
Yeah, back then it wasn't just a strong talking to.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Yeah.
I mean, things are a lot different now, and yeah.
And do you know that kid
both
still?
Both of our parents were strict.
Yep. You guys talk?
What's that?
You and your friend.
What about it?
Do you talk?
I probably should have ended this about a minute ago. the kid who burnt his hair and head, do you still talk to him?
Yeah, we still talk.
Oh, good.
Huh. He's a good dude.
He's coming over later on.
Gotta make some smoked turkey.
Exactly.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.